You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
G-Shawn, J. Will, and Max. The podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
I've been counted out many times, but I never gave up.
They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though.
We keep dog. We keep fighting, baby.
Thought you had that expensive concert.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, ESPNU. Click more on the lower right-hand corner of the app. Scroll down to live radio, and you don't have to be in your car to hear us in the shower. You got the radio. What, people still have radios in the shower. They used to when I was a kid. They put a little radio there. I don't know if people even do that anymore.
I don't think so. I don't think.
Yeah, like next to the shower, you'd be in the shower and you could hear the radio.
You might have like an Alexa in your bathroom.
Yeah, no, I use my phone.
Yeah, I try to use my phone if I can.
Right,
see, that's the point. Your phone does everything now. It's not a phone, it's a computer.
Huh? You guys don't have like Alexa? You guys
not because like they'll start 18, spying on you and stuff, Jay.
Be listening to everything in the house.
I'm not doing nothing I got to worry
about.
How
does she know the question I was going to ask before I even asked the question?
Yeah, you know, what about your phone? You'd be talking about something and then you look at the ad and it's the thing you're talking about.
I'd be getting you all day long with that.
All right, listen. How about this?
How about this?
We can read your mind too, just like Alexa or your phone. I know what you want, some cash. Well, guess what? They came to us. Promotions came to us here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio. We're going
to
do a promotion. We're going
to
do a promotion. And I said, okay, so what do you guys want to give the people? Like, what do you think we want to give the people? Cash money. They came up. I can't believe they came up with 10 G's a day for us to give away. It's the 10K a day giveaway. But it's better than that. This is their wrinkle. I can't even believe they came up. $2,500 an hour. Not one person wins $10,000 a day. Four different people going to win $2,500.
No.
Every hour you hear the winning word and you text 777s, 000s. You text the winning word to 777s, 000s, and you enter to win $2,500 every hour.
Keith, right. Get your hand out of my pocket.
What?
Not on your team, man.
I'm trying to think if I could set this up with my friends so we could just bilk the whole thing and just take all the money. $10,000 a day.
I already got 10 friends out there texting 777-000 real quick. Share the profits.
Right. It is time, guys.
You want to know why?
What?
Y'all always up to something.
I'm with the hustler of all hustlers every single day, and Max Kellerman.
Why am I the hustler? After my long and illustrious athletic career, I parlayed that into a job in the media. How is that a hustle?
You had Kirk Cousins as a top 16 quarterback, and then you bumped them down in the second half of our show to top 15.
You're inventing this, Jay. I don't know why you made. You just lie on me.
As they say,
you didn't invent hustling or nothing, Jay. Max, you know somebody. That's all.
Yeah. All right. Who do I know? I wish I knew.
Got a guy who has a guy.
All right. As we enter the second half of the season, guys. Never mind that. As we enter the second half of the season, what bold prediction do you have? Bold second half predictions. Key. Bold. Don't waffle. Don't say, do I have to choose? I want to hear a bold prediction.
Do I have to choose?
You got to choose.
I'm going to go, and this is really, this is like losing his mind, just saying anything. Mm-hmm. Jeff Saturday, they run the table. He gets him into the playoffs.
Oh, God.
And he makes a strong run, and in the end, they're in the Super Bowl.
We didn't say crazy prediction. We said bold prediction.
That's absurd. That's erroneous. On all accounts.
Why?
It is bold.
I want it to happen for Jeff. That would be incredible.
But what if he did? What if they go 7-1?
What's the Colts
Sam
schedule?
Ellinger.
What if they go 7-1? He goes in with his philosophy. They decide. You know when a new
Jeff
coach
Saturday
comes in.
With him.
You know when a new coach comes in, the team typically rally behind him. Mm-hmm. He injects something into them. And all of a sudden, they run the table. His first victory is against the lonely Raiders in Las Vegas with Josh McDaniels as the coach.
Know whose second victory would have to be against?
They start the rally, and he takes care of business.
You know whose second victory would have to be against? The Eagles. Then he gets the Steelers. Then he's on the road against the Cowboys.
Okay, Jonathan Taylor comes back. Yep. He's healthy.
All right, that could happen.
You know, and, and I'm just saying.
Yeah, no, that stranger thing that happened.
He runs the table. You said a bold prediction. I didn't say it was going to happen.
I didn't say insane. There are men coming with white coats to take you away right now after that prediction. All right. By the way, Jeff Saturday.
I haven't seen a straitjacket in years.
Our former colleague here.
Straitjackets?
That's what I said. I haven't seen one. You know, you usually
see. Is the interim head coach. What's that?
Straitjacket.
Straitjacket, yeah. That's right. It hasn't been around. What did they do with the straitjacket?
Yeah,
they
used to be on every corner.
I want to stay away from this conversation, please.
Key, every time someone said something a little weird, guys would come with a straitjacket.
No, seriously.
It was in popular culture, the straitjacket.
The straitjacket. They would come.
I haven't seen one depicted in popular culture in
decades. Since I was a kid, and I haven't seen a movie that.
But they used to be everywhere.
They used to be everywhere.
Right, Jay. Like they own racks or something in Macy's, man.
Speaking of my bold prediction,
what are you scared of?
I just want to stay away from people who are crazy.
No, yeah. we didn't.
Kanye's going to make it a fashion statement, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, now you're playing games
right now.
Yeah, the
new Yeezys, the new Yeezys,
the crazy, the crayays, the Yeezys. All right,
jacket.
Okay, look, Jeff Saturday is now the Colts interim head coach. Listen to Jeff.
I'm completely comfortable in who I am as a man, bro. I know I can lead men. I know the game of football, and I'm passionate about it. I have no fear about are you as qualified as somebody else, bro. I spent 14 years in a locker room. I went to the playoffs 12 times. I got five dudes in the Hall of Fame that I play with. You don't think I've seen greatness? You don't think I've seen how people prepare, how they coach, how they GM, how they work? I mean, won Super Bowls, been to two. Like, here's the deal, man. None of us are promised a good job. I may be terrible at this. And after eight games, I'll say, God bless you. I am no good. I may be really good at it. I got no idea. But I dang sure ain't going to back down. I can tell you that.
It's a win-win, man. I mean, it's a win-win. You tell me where Jeff Saturday loses here. So he gets thrusted into a head coaching position. He'll get a chance to evaluate talent. Maybe he moves up to a GM position. If he loses, who really expected him to do anything in the first place? But if he wins, it's all upside.
Mm-hmm.
It's all upside here.
What do you think about the way he presented that, Key?
I'm all in.
All in, right?
He used the word bro. You know, coaches ain't talking to their players like that.
Right.
They already identified that what he just did is identifying him as one of them. Mm-hmm. It's like, oh, okay, he's with us. Mm-hmm. He's not on the second floor. He's not upstairs with the suits.
You know
he's
what it's like?
Us.
You remember in Goodfellas when they were planning the Lufthansa heist and they asked him about security and the dude was like, security? You're looking at him, right? Like, we got one of our guys on the inside.
He's letting you know. He's like, bro, 14 years. I played with five Hall of Famers. And you think I don't know how to prepare in preparation?
Right.
Like, you see, to me, that's what I want my coach to be. I don't need all the phony. Nobody's reading your lips. Don't tell me it's because it muffles and it. Don't give me that. I've done that before. I know what it is. You're going to. This is what I'm saying now. I know it's a bold prediction. But just be careful counting his ability to charge them up and get them feeling a certain way.
Know what I liked? I always look for authenticity.
That's
when someone
can
says
be.
It, mm-hmm. is it them? Yes. We know Jeff. We know Jeff pretty well. I spent a lot of time with Jeff Saturday in the last couple of years. Jeff Saturday, you know, mostly on TV, but of course you talk offset, all this. Jeff Saturday, that's him. That is him. So it's not like when Joe Judge got to the Giants, for example, it felt.
I already knew what
that
was.
It felt performative.
Yeah.
Right?
I already knew what
that was. Now, I don't know Joe Judge like that. Maybe it wasn't. But it read to me where I was sitting, that's a performance.
Yeah, and you,
Jeff's
you're not
performing.
It's like Brian Dable. Feels authentic.
Yes, it feels awesome. You always look for authenticity.
But what I would say, though, as I told Jeff, I need you to be up by 13 late in the fourth quarter, and I need you to screw it up, but not lose the game.
Just so
I
you
just
go
need
at
you,
him. Yeah, you want to burn him.
I need you to challenge something with the red flag when you shouldn't have. Or I need you to call an ill-advised timeout. Or I need you to try a 70-yard field goal. Right. I need you to just do something to give me some ammunition to get you for a day.
You know what Jeff won't do? He's not going to go for it on fourth when the analytics say he should. He'll make guys like Key very happy. He's going to kick the field goal, take the points, the whole thing. All right.
Oh, yeah. I can't
Max.
Wait.
Yes?
I think I got the word of the day
today. The winning word?
The winning word.
Well, we are giving away $2,500 at the end of the day.
Right. $10K today, $2,500 every hour. Yep. So today, so right now, this hour, the winning word is, right, Yates, you ready? Bands.
B-A-N-D. Band.
Band?
Yeah, a band.
A band. Okay.
Even though you get 2.5 bands for texting that winning word if you're the one selected.
Band, man.
That's right.
Go get it.
Wait, say that again, Shannon? I'm going to read the instructions right now, Jay. When you hear the winning word band, B-A-N-D, text it to 777-000, 777s, 000s, and you're entered for a chance to win $2,500. We're doing this every hour of the show till December 7th. Every weekday. No purchase necessary. Ends December 7th, 2022. See official rules at ESPNradio.com/contest for entry instructions.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
It's bands.
Yeah, but it's band, our word.
We're giving 2,500 bands.
We're giving bands away, man.
Right. But we're giving, no, we're not giving 2,500 bands. We're giving 2.5 bands.
Well, however you want to say it, it's bands.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, but our word Max. Is band. I read it off the screen. It's band. That's
hey,
it's too late
Anchorman
to pluralize.
Anchorman Max Kellerman.
Yes.
You don't have to always read it off the screen.
Yes, you do, actually, because you have to text that precise
okay,
word.
Okay, I'm going to read this off
it's
the screen.
It's set up for the contest.
Okay,
I'm
band. We're in band. B-A-N-D.
That's right.
Oh!
Are we giving the Packers any shot against Dallas?
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. How's your social battery right now? We all go through things socially where we don't feel like ourselves, where we don't feel like going out, where we feel drained, or we're not bursting with energy. And when you're not feeling right, that's where BetterHelp can come in. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills, how to set boundaries in so many different ways, for which it empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who experience major trauma. Therapy is for more than those people, and it's there to help you. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. It's there for you. It's there to help you. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN yes, Radio, the ESPN
bands,
app.
20 bands,
click more on the lower right-hand bands. Corner of the app. Scroll down to Live Radio. You can find us there live wherever you are. We're on ESPNU. You can download the podcast. You can listen on your smart speakers. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. What else can I tell you about this show? You can join the conversation on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776.
Band or bands?
Depends if it's singular or plural. Band is a G. Bands is plural, G's.
I mean, I always say bands, though. I mean, you hear the song, right?
What? But you could say, like,
10 bands,
here.
20 band.
Hold on.
It's bands, man.
The glass you got on called Ray-Bans, and the ones I got on cost A.
That's true.
A band. Singular. Yeah. Right.
But we're giving away bands.
We are. We're giving away 2.5 bands.
That's what I'm saying.
2,500 every
hour.
That's
why band doesn't make sense.
Bands, because we're giving away more than
But once they put the word down, band, that's the winning word.
I called you anchor man.
Who?
Come on.
You. I don't tell them what winning word to do.
Do you think Dan Graziano knows the difference between a band and bands?
I'm guessing he does, yes.
100%.
Yeah. Yes. It's not that complicated. Just pluralized. Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL Insider with us now. Good morning, Dan.
Morning, guys. I'm just sitting here eating my oatmeal, waiting for you guys to finish your your discussion.
Oatmeal or oatmeals?
What do we have in the oatmeal? Do you put anything extra in the oatmeal, Dan?
Oh, yeah, like trail mix, like nuts and seeds and dried fruit and stuff.
Oh, I like that.
We've all turned into goats. You know, you got to put in all kinds of, like, grains. And all right.
Not getting younger.
That's true.
Are we giving the Packers any shot against Dallas, Dan?
No.
All right. What's the very late? All right,
do you want me to expand on that a little bit?
Yes, please. Yeah.
I think the Packers' offense looks like one of the worst in the entire league. The Dallas defense is one of the best in the entire league. They're coming off a bye. I don't know. I mean, maybe Mike McCarthy's going to have a problem going back to Green Bay and get nervous. I mean, we're kind of grasping for straws here when one of the great quarterbacks of all time is banging the ball off of the Detroit Lions' helmets and into their hands every time he got near the Reds. I mean, if the Packers' offense couldn't get going last week against that team, it would be highly shocking to see it get going this week against a rested Dallas Cowboys defense that is just probably dying to get after Aaron Rodgers.
Dan, speaking of somebody that needs rest, where are we at the latest with Josh Allen and that elbow injury?
Well, it's something to watch. I mean, I personally, they're not saying anything, so you just try and get a sense when you have these conversations. I personally feel like he probably is going to have to end up missing a game, maybe more. We'll see how the next couple days of practice go, but no, I think the fact that he didn't practice yesterday, the fact they're still doing tests and treatment, they want to see how it responds to whatever they do treatment-wise. If they give him any activity, extra activity, anything to do this week in terms of throwing, they'll want to see how it responds to that. But it sounds to me like they're taking it slow, and you could see Case Keenum under center for the Bills on Sunday.
Oh, Case Keenum. Let's talk about another AFC East team. So what version of Tua and the Dolphins do you expect to see in the second half of the season? And what chance do you give them to win the AFC East, the toughest division in football, Dan?
I think assuming everyone's healthy, I expect to see the same version we've seen. I mean, that offense looks fantastic. It's obviously, it's got a speed element that no one else has. Even the other speedy teams don't have speed like the Dolphins have. Obviously, Mike McDaniel knows how to design and administer that offense, and people have bought in, and Tua is a quarterback who can operate it. It's a quarterback-friendly offense, and Tua is a talented guy, so they play to his strengths, and then they get their speedy guys open deep. If they stay healthy, I think they're a real threat. Buffalo's quarterback is hurt. They're only a game in front of a couple teams that have already beaten them, including Miami's one of them. So, if you start looking down the road at tiebreaker situations, Miami's set up okay there. I'd like to see Miami's defense slow somebody down, but they can score with anybody. They're going to be a dangerous team that no one's going to want to play.
Hmm. So your answer to this next question, Dan, is going to, then translate to a lot of chatter here on this show, because it's been an ongoing, we don't like to say the word debate because we like to differentiate ourselves from other shows. So a spirited conversation, for lack of better terms. Is Tua Tagovailoa in the MVP conversation?
Where is he in the MVP conversation?
Else, man.
I'm just asking Dan a simple question.
This guy to my left. Unbelievable.
Can you let Dan answer?
Look, the quarterback of a first place team is going to be in the MVP conversation. Mm-hmm. And if they're a half game out of first. So I think he's certainly someone that's got, I don't think he's the guy you would vote for right now, but if you look at other candidates who could get into that sort of Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Jalen Hurts kind of tier, Tua, Geno Smith, you know, guys like that are sort of poised. They're kind of right there on the fringe of it right now. And if they, I mean, they have a half a season to play. Like we, everything could look different.
Stop. Dan, he named three quarterbacks.
What about Kirk Cousins? That's a first place team. Key and I have been batting this around the last couple of days. I don't consider Kirk Cousins an MVP candidate. No, I do consider.
Who said he wasn't even saying that?
Wait a minute. Dan Graziano just said. Anytime you have a quarterback of a first place team,
but Dan didn't mean it that way.
There's
no way he meant it that way.
I agree.
There's no way he meant it that way because Tom Brady is in first place.
Key, wait a minute.
So is Marcus Mariota.
Yes.
I agree. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm actually helping you out with your point about Kirk Cousins and how he's perceived. What about Cousins?
I don't think it's a. I didn't mean to indicate that it's a universal rule that the quarterback of a first place team must be in the MVP conversation. I think the quarterbacks of the first place teams always have to get looked at. And I think Tua makes a stronger case than some of these guys, especially when you factor in that the offense didn't operate as well when he wasn't there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, I would rank him in MVP voting right now. I would rank him ahead of Kirk Cousins. I would rank him ahead of Marcus Mariota. I'd rank him ahead of Tom Brady.
Where would you have him ranked?
I don't know if I'd rank him ahead of Geno Smith.
Where would you have him ranked?
I would.
I don't know, man. Like, top of my head, like, I don't know. Like, you want me to just do the list off
of
my head right
this.
Now? This doesn't seem responsible. I don't know.
Patrick Mahomes.
Mahomes and Allen, I think, have been at the top. Hurts is in that conversation for sure.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm trying to think of quarterbacks on first-place teams.
Tua?
Would you rank him ahead of Lamar right now?
No, I wouldn't.
Dan, just do me a favor.
Max will go with Garoppolo.
Yeah, but Dan, do me and you both a favor.
Yeah.
Because I don't have Advil in here. Just say Tua's great and he should be the MVP and you'll vote for him. So Jay Will can move on.
No. I'm not saying he's MVP, Dan.
My God.
He just refuses to even, you know, this has been an ongoing theme.
I'm not going to have 12 MVPs.
Tua's not good. He's not going to be it. And now we finally got him on the show to a place where he's like, that thing is right. It looks right. And now we're working on this vantage point. That's all I'm doing.
I'm not going to anoint a guy after one game.
Come on, Shannon, come on in.
Nobody's anointed, right? If you gave the MVP right now, you'd give it to Mahomes.
I'm
not saying he's MVP, Dan.
Coffee delivered.
You give a star of Keyshawn Johnson's magnitude generic pain relievers?
What?
How dare you?
What's going on exactly? I don't know. You guys are in Bristol, and it's all weird.
Well, because, Dan, working between these two gives me sometimes migraines.
Well, I
don't think Advil's
plus the Lakers got, you know, smacked last night again.
You're the only one that is hating on the Lakers.
It goes into the way you start your day, so it's not a good day.
But I think Tua's a good quarterback.
Do you guys know that this is not a very focused conversation? Like, you get producer feedback on that in the break or, like, after the show?
Well, it is.
Every 10 of our meetings per day, we get producer feedback.
Dan, it's a morning show.
Yeah.
And we like to have fun.
Okay.
And so we might be all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike the 3 o'clock stiff shows that are out there, we are a fun show that likes to have fun and enjoy life as our listeners are driving to work. By the way,
I like you said 3 o'clock and not 2, because obviously the one on at 2 is very, very good.
Oh yeah, this just in all that.
Yeah, handsome host.
But you know, we have so much fun, Dan. We like to give away $2,500. Every hour, man. We're giving away hard, cold cash, as my man Randy Moss would say.
Is that what I get for being on the show today? You get $2,500?
You can text it.
Triple seven, triple zero, Dan.
But you got to wait for the winning word, Dan.
We already told them the winning word for this hour.
That's true. That's right. We're still in the same hour.
But I think I might have heard it in the break. Or was it not in the break?
It's banned. But it should be bands, but that's fine because Max, you know.
Because I read the winning word off the screen correctly. Is that what I did wrong, Jay?
Type something different into the teleprompter. See if Max reads it.
I'm Anchorman. You get me fired right now by some wild stuff in the prompter.
I'm Ron Burgundy.
That's right. Dan, what do you think about the love that Justin Fields is getting right now? I know I'm going to use him in daily fantasy again this week, right? Like, but in terms of actual play, where is he right now? Do you think?
I think he's on the ascent. I think he's improved every single week. I think what we're seeing now. Like, we talk about the rushing, 178 rushing yards. That's incredible for a quarterback, obviously for anybody, but it's a record for a quarterback. You know, he also threw 3 touchdown passes in that game. Like, what they've done by allowing him to move around, getting him on the move, leaning a little bit on the strength of his legs, is really bolster his confidence in the other parts of his game. And then you go out in the at the trade deadline, you add a wide receiver, Chase Claypool, for him. I think this is an example of, like, we are watching growth and development of a young quarterback every single week, and it looks like it's sort of supposed to in the ideal circumstance. So super talented, super smart, super hardworking, and it's paying off week after week for a team that has made the decision to, you know, build around him and try and do what it can to build his confidence and continue to make that to grow the program off of his specific talents. And you look ahead, they have cap space, they have money, they'll be able to build him an offensive line and a defense. I mean, you can start to see the path forward for the Chicago Bears here, and he's the main reason why.
Yeah, Justin Fields. By the way, I know it's fantasy and all that stuff. You know, you're playing draft or whatever, but there's a strong correlation with the players you want in that, like, messing around in fantasy leagues and the actual good players, right? Like, when a dude starts putting up 40,
more
50 points
not,
a week,
yeah.
You know, you're like, well, the points aren't coming from nowhere. He's not just a fantasy quarterback. The dude is keeping them in games. That is Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL Insider. Thank you, Dan, as always. I'll see you later today.
All right, Dan.
So, which team is the biggest threat to the Eagles in the NFC? I know a lot of people think it's the Dallas Cowboys. I'm not so sure. It's coming up on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. We are joined now by the great Damian Woody, ESPN NFL analyst. What's up, Big Wood?
Hey, I got to say, that jam right there,
yeah.
Let me tell you something. I used to jam that like almost every pregame. That was the jam. That got me going.
That's Damian Woody, ladies and gentlemen, who can do sometimes Damian can talk in a way and you think maybe it is big. Who is that? Who's talking there? All right. Damian Woody, we've just been talking about the biggest threat. We're teasing the idea that we're going to talk about the biggest threat to the Eagles in the NFC. They are undefeated. Everyone likes the Cowboys as the biggest threat to the. I'm not so sure. Are the Cowboys the biggest threat to Philly?
I think Cowboys are. Matter of fact, I think that Christmas game against Philadelphia Eagles, I think that's going to decide the NFC East. I do. I think the Cowboys, you know, listen, the season is far from over. That's obvious. They've weathered the quarterback storm as far as the injury is concerned. Michael Gallup has come back from the ACL. He's getting a little healthier. If they can get Zeke back healthy, we know what Tony Pollard brings to the table. Okay, Dak. We saw what the offensive production has been like with Dak Prescott now back at the quarterback position, and I mean we haven't even gotten to the defense, which is a championship level unit. Man, you combine all those things, and who knows what the Dallas Cowboys might do as far as adding pieces down the stretch. This Cowboys team, I could see them coming out of the NFC.
If they'd add a piece down the stretch like OBJ, Big Wood, does that kick them in front of, over the top of Philadelphia despite the records?
I'm going to temper expectations only because the injury he's coming back from. I think he's had two ACLs. I've said for a while now, I think the Dallas Cowboys should sign Odell Beckham Jr. At least, you know, you could sign him now, stash him, and then, you know, as we move to the latter part of the year, unleash him, man. Let him get after it.
Let me ask you this, though, Big Wood, because there's a lot of, you know, just pundits, the guys that are out there that are always, you know, knocking people or whatnot. Dak Prescott, why is it that people don't necessarily trust that Dak Prescott can get it done in, quite frankly, the prime of his career, not in the early stages of his career?
Have something to do with the one playoff
will you
win?
Does
that have something to do with the one playoff win in a million
will
years, Damian?
Stop? This guy here, man. Jeez.
Everyone is always going to clown the Dallas Cowboys because of the lack of postseason success, you know, since their heydays back in the early to mid-90s. But I can make the case right now that with this defense that the Dallas Cowboys had, and Keaton, you know this, defense travels everywhere.
Yes, sir.
Indoors, outdoors, hot, cold, it travels everywhere. And with this championship-level defense that the Cowboys have and the way Dak Prescott plays the quarterback position, I mean, would you want to play the Dallas Cowboys at the, you know, December, January? I wouldn't. I mean, I can tell you that.
Is this the most faith that you've had in the Dallas Cowboys team for how long?
This is probably the this is probably the most faith because, again, defense is so vital. Dallas has people at all the right positions. They got pass rushers. They got corners. They got a quarterback. The running game is good. They got all the pieces that you need to go out there and excel in the postseason. Now, obviously, everyone's going to talk about when everyone talks Dallas Cowboys in postseason, everyone laughs. But when you look at this team and what they have built, this team is built to win in the postseason.
Damian, aren't we really talking about – you're right, they have a lot of talent everywhere. But the different feeling about the Dallas team this year to me comes down to Micah Parsons. Like, you know, if you took him off the defense, replaced him with just a nice defensive player, maybe you don't – maybe it just feels like the same old thing. Yeah, they'll get your hopes up and then they'll crash. But they got a dude who might be the best player in the league on that defense, you know, and he's not even probably in his prime yet. Is that the difference for – to me, that's the difference. Is it the difference to you?
He's special. He's elite, right? He's like – Michael Parsons is one of one in this league. You know, how many off-ball linebackers – that you have that can not only play off the ball, but is maybe the best edge rusher that we have in the National Football League, a guy that terrorizes defense, guy that you have to scheme for in a meeting. Like, that's the type of presence that Michael Parsons has. And when you have that type of presence, guess what? It makes, you know, DeMarcus Lawrence better. It makes everybody around you better because you have that type of presence, at, you know, with Michael Parsons. So, yeah. He makes that defense, he elevates that defense to another level.
Yeah, and that's true. He does take it to another level. But if he was off the field, I'm not going to say that the defense is going to completely collapse.
Yeah, they wouldn't fall off a cliff,
Key. They still have some pretty good pieces on the defense. He just makes it
But it gives it a different
special,
feeling, Key, you know?
He makes it a special defense. Almost called him Perk. Wood.
Why would you even say that out loud? Just take a pause.
Because I said it out loud. I was about to say Big Perk. I meant Big Wood. Ezekiel Elliott or Pollard should get the carries. Who should get more carries for the Dallas Cowboys based on what Pollard's done here recently?
What did your eyes – I'm just going to ask everybody out there. What did your eyes tell you?
Pollard.
We all watched the game. Like, I don't care what Jerry Jones says. Like, Pollard is the more explosive player. Now, are you going to turn around and handle the ball 25, 30 times a game? No, you're not going to do that. But who's the key? Who's the better player right now? Let's be real. Well, let's be real.
He got the same amount of touches as he always have gotten within the offense. Do we increase his workload, and does he still give you the same thing if we increase the workload and took some of those touches away from Zeke? Because he got his 14, 15 touches that he's always gotten, and he was able to produce. He just gave us a little bit of a different ump to it, so to speak.
Yeah, listen, I wouldn't mind him getting a few more touches because, again, in this league, it's so hard to have 12, 13 play drives. You need those explosives, and Tony Pollard gives you those explosives, whether it be running the football or catching the ball out of the backfield.
Okay.
Big Will, we always talk about all the strengths of Dallas and this team that we're watching them evolve into. If you were to give us one Achilles heel that the Cowboys will not do it, what would that be?
I think they're still vulnerable up front of the offensive line. I think that could be a vulnerability. You know, pass protection is still an issue for the Dallas Cowboys. I think they're pretty solid across the board, man, to be honest with you. I think CeeDee Lamb is only going to continue to get better. Maybe a little bit more depth at the wide receiver position for me. I think for the Dallas Cowboys, they can solidify that. I think the Dallas Cowboys are good to go.
Mm. Yeah, it looks like they might solidify the wide receiver position anyway because Odell is still out there. The great Damian Woody, ladies and gentlemen. Great to hear from you as always, D. Wood.
Yeah, I appreciate you guys.
So,
all right, Big Perk.
I knew that was going to happen.
How salvageable is the Green Bay Packers season? If it's not a wrap, how salvageable is it?
Chicken Caesar wrap. Done.
Should they regret, by the way, now that it's the you know, comeback game or the return game, should they regret moving on from Mike McCarthy?
Celebrating Veterans Day with Von Miller on ESPN Radio.
Hi, I'm Von Miller, and I want to wish you guys a happy Veterans Day. We appreciate you guys.
ESPN Radio celebrating America's heroes on Veterans Day. From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack your 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th, one-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Been a rough stretch for it, press release since London, losing 5 in a row.
When I look at them, I don't know where the connection is going to happen.
I don't know the last time I saw a team and organization fall this far, this fast, this sudden.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. How salvageable is the Green Bay Packers season, guys?
Ooh,
here's Aaron Rodgers making his long-awaited debut on the Pat McAfee Show. Listen.
Obviously disappointed. It's been a rough stretch for us really since London, losing 5 in a row. You know, similar patterns in most of those games. Just not 4 quarters of execution. Usually a lot of mental mistakes, critical errors, bad situational football for the most part. Or just, you know, maybe good in third down, bad in red zone, or decent in the red zone and not converting third downs, or usually bad in both. So that's kind of been blueprint for the L's. You know, I'm always going to be the eternal optimist and feel like we could figure some things out. Obviously, this last week was not only painful to lose a game, but we lost some key players as well. Disappointed on many levels, but there's never any concession, never any giving up. Definitely not from me, definitely not from so many of the guys that we go to battle with. We just got to find a way to get over that hump.
Key, you know what just jumped out at me?
No, I don't.
Not for me, not for so many of the guys we go to battle with. He can't bring himself to say our team because he's clearly thinking that not everybody in that locker room is someone he wants to go to battle with, right? Or he wouldn't say, he didn't say everyone in the locker room. He said so many.
It's semantics, man. It's just word salad. Now, it doesn't. I don't think
Jay, what do I always say about that?
But it's always consistent.
Don't be anti-semantic.
Semantic.
That's right.
Yes. But it's consistent semantics. That's what I'm saying.
And
that's the problem.
That's who he is. And so I don't ever want to say that he's pointing the finger at everybody in the locker room. but himself. That's just the way he talks.
I'm not saying he's even saying that not everyone in the locker room is with him. But he didn't say every guy in that locker room.
That's not his vocabulary. That's just not how he speaks.
He said so many because he couldn't. He thinks, to me, that's pretty clear. He thinks not everyone's on the same page in the locker room, right?
And that may
he don't want to go to war with all those guys.
They're not. That may be the case, and it may not. Everybody may not be on the same page. That's why they're sitting where they're sitting, and that's why they lost 5 games in a row. But doesn't mean that he doesn't want to play with everybody. That's not what that means.
So many of the people on this show want this show to succeed. That's not right. It's like everybody on this show wants this. You see what I'm saying? Like,
in this game too long.
So many of the guys in that control room, you know, only wish the best. The dudes in that control room.
This is the gift and the curse.
Except for Shannon.
This is a gift and the curse of doing media Justin. Every day, right? Or every other day. Like, with the way he does it.
Yeah, see,
this is what happens.
Yeah. And I can't, I'm not going to sit up here and try to pick every single word that the man says apart to try to justify why he doesn't want to play with certain people, if he want to play with certain people. I don't look at it that way.
Well, do you know how many touchdowns I caught in the NFL? None. This is what we do.
No, it's not that. He is a different type of guy, as we've seen throughout his career. And he approaches things totally different than anybody else.
Look, if you're the Packers, you're not throwing in the towel. You're not giving up the season here, okay?
You don't have to throw in the towel.
You let it happen naturally.
Yeah.
But you still fight for it. I mean, the last thing you want to do to your fan base is send a message that, you know, like, look, we quit on the season. You know, we're just going to start rebuilding. I mean, look, your next three games, you talk about they're going against the Eagles.
Dallas.
They got Dallas. Who else? They got the Eagles and Titans.
So hold these likely, L's.
Hold these
they don't
L's.
Win maybe one game out of
so
those three.
So you can maybe get to 1-2? The worst you can do is go 0-3. The best you can do is go 3-0, and 1-2. You take that and just,
one, the way the NFL works, they could go 2-1. Who knows?
Might get one.
Mike McCarthy was talking about his return to Green Bay as the coach of another team. Listen to this.
I think it's just like anything in this league. You have to get ready to go win, and you know that's really where my mind is as far as the game. I mean, you know, obviously. You know, I have great memories about Green Bay, and you know, obviously spent a lot of time there. But you know, I mean, I'm 4 years removed from working there, and I'm really looking forward to taking our team up there.
So, look, they've won 13 games every year with Matt LaFleur. But do you think the Packers now regret moving on from Mike McCarthy, Key?
No, because at his end, and I don't know what his record, I didn't look at it, but it wasn't good at the end. And so when you look at what he did at the end, it wasn't good. Early in his career, middle of his career in Green Bay, they were a good football team. Then toward the end, that's why I got fired. Okay, but what I could tell you, having been in this position before, going back with a head coach that for the first time that was with a team that he had left, I went back with Bill Parcells to the New England Patriots for the first time. Tune Bowl one. It was like Tune Bowl one, TNT, Sunday night. It was crazy. It was all wild. We lose in overtime 27-24. We catch them the second time around in Tune Bowl two, and we smack them. But we wanted to win for our coach, and we wanted to make that happen. And I remember when Bill came out, and we beat him the second time, we played him. Bill came out the locker room, and you could just see the joy in his face. He walks up to me as we're getting ready to exit the tunnel. He goes, come here. You know how he talks. You come here. What's up, coach? He goes, I bet those pancakes aren't going down too good in the Kraft household this morning. So you see what I'm saying? So that's you can tell, and Mike McCarthy and his guys are going to feel the same way about the Green Bay Packers.
Jay, pointed to a stat up there. What was it?
I was just talking about the winning percentage between you talk about Mike McCarthy and then Matt LaFleur.
You know what I noticed, unless I read that wrong? McCarthy was 0-8 in his last 8 playoff appearances. LaFleur was 2-3, right?
Yeah, yep.
So that adds up.
Wait, 0-8?
Yeah, in his last, can we put that?
He's 10-8.
Sorry.
10-8 in the playoffs.
10-8 in the playoffs.
But Max, I was going a different direction here for a second. Yeah. I just want to say this. So, do you think, looking at Matt LaFleur, that he has the goal to tell Aaron Rodgers what time it is? Who do you think? Because my thing is, all the great coaches that we've heard, Key talk about Bill Parcells, right? Like, there's going to be a lot of pushback. There'll be confrontation there, right? Bill Belichick, confrontation.
Skin's on the wall, though.
Exactly. But with Matt LaFleur, do you think he has the gall to say, no, Aaron, we're going to do it this way? Who do you think really runs that relationship? And to me, that epitomizes, I think, where Green Bay is right now currently with their team.
Well, Matt is not a confrontational.
That's what I'm saying, Key.
He just not, but you could talk to
him. Even if he had the skins on the wall, he's saying.
But you need somebody to sometimes say to another great player, every great player needs this, we're not doing it your way. We're going to do it this way.
Tony Dungy, Coach Dungy wasn't like that. Coach Dungy would sit you down, touch you quietly and say, hey, got to have you do better.
Yeah, but there's a lot of respect there, though. There's a history there, though. There's more.
Yeah, in other words, even if the personality is that way, when you got the pelts on the wall,
that's what I'm saying.
People, your words have more gravitas.
Matt LaFleur is not that guy to Aaron Rodgers.
Jay's going to tell us
who is that
what
guy?
The Jacques Vaughn hire really means for the Brooklyn Nets coming up. You know about the 10K a day giveaway on this show.
777-000 band.
About that. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio. Everywhere you are.